Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Beis. We are on Tzadi Alpha Beis, but about the page 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 or 11 lines up. Hamar Shmuel, Hamis Nadev Yayin. Let's say somebody goes and they donate wine to be a carbon. Mevi Umizalfa Agabe Aishin. What does he do? He brings it to be some Migdash, and the coin goes and spritzes it on the fires of the Mizbayach. My time, how come? Over Carl Pasuk says, V'yayin Takav Ledesav Chatziahin Ishe Rech Nechoach Vashem. V'yayin Ledesav Chatziahin. I think that's my parsha. But pouring wine on it, it's going to go and going to put it out. It's going to extinguish the fires. That can't be. That is asur to go ahead to extinguish the fires. Rashi is a little cupid kra ella. Oh, sorry. I skipped. That's the next part. And for the Gemara, kiboy b'miksa slo shmei kiboy. If it's only a little bit, it's not considered kiboy. Ain't is that really true? If I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rabbi Ravua, Hamorid gacheles mel gabim mizbech v'chiba. Someone that takes down a coal from the mizbech and he extinguishes it, chayev is going to be chayev, even though it's only one coal. No, says Gemara, talekha elahai. That's only if that's the only one that's there. Kiboy seima, or another answer is kiboy b'mitzvah shiny. When you go on your mechabe, because of a mitzvah, that's different. Therefore, it's not over the iser, and it's fine. Tashima, the Tana Rabbi Elazar, Eliezer and Yaakov, Klabe Shenasna Torah Litrum, Yachal Yechabe Vigitrum. Since the Torah gave the heter to separate and remove this ashes from the Zbeach, so one would have thought that the coin would find all the ashes there. And they were on fire. You should extinguish them and then go and separate the ashes. How about the Lo Yichabe? Now it says Lo Yichabe, right? Which means the Torah is answering going and extinguishing it. So we see from the Brisa that the Isser against extinguishing the fires of the Mizbech is even if the coin is doing a mitzvah. Now, Shani, also in that case is different because after the Yosef and Nutter, he can sit and wait until the fire goes out. Therefore, there's no necessity to do it, to put it out. So by the wine, it's okay. And over here, though, you can wait until so you don't go and put it out. Toshima, yayin kidiv Rabbi Akiva. When you donate wine, it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, it says that wine can be donated as its own carbon. L'safalim, then what happens? He says, what do you do? It gets poured into the bowls. Shemen kidivre, so let's try that again. Yain kidivre Rabbi Akiva, l'safalim. Shemen kidivre Rabbi Tarfon, l'ishim. Oil, according to Rabbi Tarfon, it goes to him who says that oil can be donated as a separate carbon, and that's poured directly onto the fires. So Rabbi Akiva holds that the wine is poured into the bowls, goes against the Shmuel so that it's poured into the fires. Though Tanya, as we have a brisa, it says Yain Nesach Lesafalim, that the wine libation is poured into the bowls. Or maybe it's poured into the fires. Amarta Luichaba, we said Luichaba, so for can't be. So both these go against Shmuel. Lokasha, Harab Yehuda, Harbi Shimon. The brisa says that the wine is going to be poured into the bowls and not into the fires. That goes to Rabbi Yehuda, says that a mutter act which can unintentionally result in an usher thing is going to be usher to do. And Rabbi Shimon, but according to the Rabbi Shmuel, what does he hold? He goes like Rabbi Shimon, who says that a mutter act which can be unintentionally end in something usher is something which is going to be mutter to do. Lememer the Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon's fairly. Do you mean to say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon? The Amr Shmuel says, one can, on Shabbos, to put out a piece of burning metal that's in the Rishus HaRabim, so that the masses don't end up getting harmed by it. Beep, turn the page. Study base on base. Aval, Logachel, eights. Not out of eights. But if you want to say Shmuel's a Kirish Shimon, I feel good Chel Shem Neitz Ami. Then even if it's made out of wood, it should also be okay. What's the difference between the two? Is because when you put out the metal, it's not really putting it out. It's not on fire. It's just glowing red over there. So there are buttons to get in. So we allow you to do it. But when it comes to the wood, that's actually the ice. That's really fire over there. Therefore, you can't go and put it out. Says Rashi, top right corner of Haloshel Eitz, the Bas Kiboy Hu, the Isa Daraisa Hu, the Iker Bishemin, Lomishkachas Kiboy, Elabim Skavin Lasos Pichamim. It's only going to be a problem if you have Kavana to do coals, the Kibuya, while putting it out, with Sarach Lahem, and you need them. Damer Bishemin, Malachas She'ena Tzricha Lagufa Putter. This is a malach you're doing. We don't need it for itself. We're going to be putter for it. V'kibuye lav tzarech gufo. You don't need it for it itself. It's just the other people get mazik. Shehi tzarech lo. Delahalvai shelo ba'alav. V'dami lamotzias ha'mes. V'sal kol me apanav. It's like a person removing the mace. The putter alav. V'shimim v'sach ha'shav. Is a berkha masniya. So what comes out over here is that... This is machlokas of a malachas in jichalugufa. Since Shmuel Asher is putting out the burning piece of wood, even though the fire is, you know, going to be bad, it's causing the tzudis. He obviously says that this is a iser de oraisa. It must be he's arguing with Rav Shimon, right? Because how could it be? Because he says machlokas in jichalugufa is going to be put there. How are they going to Gemara say that Shmuel is agreeing with Rav Shimon? Over the Gemara, but Darvish in Miskavein. Reference to something contained in Miskavein, so over the Kirby Shimon, he holds like of Shimon that this is going to be mutter. He holds like Kirby Huda that thing is going to be usher. So Shmuel Asher is putting out the burning piece of wood, but he matters pouring the wine onto the flames. Right? So Kirby Shimon Miskavein. Amrav hu na nechsachim shenitmeu. Let's see if nechsachim came to me. Osel hem aracha b'fnei atzman v'sarfan. It makes its own maracha, its own like thing of fire. And it's on the mizbech, it's on the, just on the floor of the azara. And it burns over there. It's not mutted to go and to leave it. Can't leave the chatzer, even though it became tamei, they're from no good. Mishum shenem, the pasuk says by kodesh, but eish tisayif, within the kodesh, it shall burn. It shall be burned in the fire. Tanya nami achi yosef abraisa. It says hadam v'hashemen v'aminachos v'nesachem shenitmu. All these things they end up getting tamei. Ose lahem ma'arachem v'fnei atzman v'sarfen. You make them ma'arachem, you burn them. Amar Levi Shmuel, the Rav Chana Bagdata, Rav Shmuel said to Rav Chana Baghdad, I see li be'asar, bring me 10 people, ve'im alach kamayu, I'm going to say to you in front of them, the sachem shenitmu, abat and the sachem, that became tamei, osa lehem ma'aracha v'nei atzim v'sarfen, the coin makes a ma'aracha for themselves, and in the chatzah, and then burns them over there. Right, he wanted to publicize this idea, hajon alach, kol hatadir, oh, Mazda for finishing the 10th parak. Let's go back again. Hajlach of P. Tessaman Aleph. Kola Tadir Mechavero Kodem Eschavero. Okay, now we continue on to the 11th parak.
Zokta next Heliga Mishnah, the 11th parak. Here we go. Dam Chata Shindisal Beged. We have blood of Chata that splatters onto a Beged. Hare Hain Ton Kibus. It needs to be going to the laundry. Even though the psukim are only talking about, right? The pasuk is only talking about those chatos that are eaten. Still, both those that are eaten and the inner ones, the clothing of which the blood gets squirted on, need to be laundered. Shenemar Torah Achatas, like the pasuk says, the law of the Chatas, which means Torah Achas Lucha Chatos. There's one law for all Chatos. Chatas Psula Ein Dama Ton Kibus. In the case of a Chatas where it's Pasul, then the garment of the blood goes and spritzes onto it, doesn't need to be laundered. Being Shahisola Shasa Kosher, whether the Chatas had a time when it was kosher, right? There was a period of time when the chatas blood was fit to be put in his bech. Bein she'ein. Bein shalom. Shalom shatzakosher. Ezi shalom shatzakosher. What's that talking about? Shalana was kept overnight.
Right, the blood is kept overnight. There, that's what messed it up. Visha nitmar, then it became tamim. Vishatzah, that went out of the azara. Veizu shaloi, so lo shas kosher, we never had it. Shenishcha chutz lezman of chutz lamkoma. It was never good. Vishkiba psul and his dama, or let's say a apostle person received the dam. Or through the dam. It says the Gemara, Adam chadam chadashenitas, the blood of a chadas that splattered onto the clothing and knees, laundry. Right? We said, even though those are not eaten, both in the cases of those which are eaten in the inner ones and the clothing need to be washed, it says those towards the chadas. That there's one law for chatos. Frankly, marvitar achas chatos. If that's really true, afilu chatos of nami, that even the blood of a bird chatos is splattered into the garment should be required to get laundered. Alama tanya. So why is it that learned in the brisa? Yachol tei dam chatos of ton kibos tamalomer zos. You would have thought that the blood of a bird chatos that splatters onto clothing needs to be laundered. Tamalomer zos. In order to knock that off, it says dos, which means it's excluding the bird chattas from this din. So we see that the Bryce is excluding the bird chattas from this law over here, question mark. Amar Yesh Lakish, right? Hold on a second. That's a problem. Chattas is therefore out. Amar Yesh Lakish, Shumar Kapara, Amar Kora Tishachit. The Pasuk says that it shall be shechted. We're talking about those that are shechted. A bird chatas is not shechted. It's done through Malika. But why don't we just say also that the pasuk is talking about those things, those chatas that are eaten. But any ones which are not eaten are not included. Rabbi Achmana Toras. The pasuk coming to include something, like we said in the Mishnah, it's coming to the inner chatas, even though they're not the type that are mentioned by the pasuk. Yachia afil chatas ofnami, then should be chatas of also should be included in the din, because you know that word of the chatas of Torahs. Miyadach manazos, it's memayet zos. So Marei, so why just had to include this and exclude that? Mestabed the chatas pehima pnimi havelil rabui. It makes sense to go to include the inner animal chatas shekim behima because it's an amram. It's an aminal. Shechita tzafon, it needs to be shechted in the tzafon, rekabalos kli, and the dam in a kli, beep, turn the page. Tzadi bezo and bezo. Vekeren, and not only that, but you put the blood on the keren of the mizbeach, the etzba, with the coin's finger, v'chuta, and the horn's edge, v'ishim, and the sacrificial parts, and then burned on the fire over there. And that's why are we going in and including it. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, Chattas. Oh, Favali, we should include that. Shekein chutz kemosa, because the outside is like it, right? It's the one that's similar to the outer animal chattas, because its dam is put outside, just like the outer animal chattas. Vachil kemosa, and also the meat is. Its meat is meant for eating like the outer animal, right? But the inner chatas, however, it's not similar to the outer one like that because the inner chatas dam is applied inside and its meat is not eaten. And for the Gemara, hanach nefishin. Okay, there's more in the first one than the second one, but there's just more comparisons. Rav Yosef Omer. Says Rav Yosef, Amar Kara, the pasuk says, Yochlena, he shall eat it, which is saying, Lezu v'lo lecheres, this one, the chatzis, but not another one, b'nei achalos miet hakosef, the pasuk is excluding something from among those chatos which are eaten. In fact, the Gemara, v'ela zos lamali, then what do I need the pasuk of the word zos? I lav zos, if not for zos, have amina, Yochalena orche dikra. I've said that the wording "he shall eat it" is a style of the pasuk. It's not coming to exclude anything. Kamashvah, and therefore, it's coming to teach us this. It's something. There's a miut. Rabba Amar Amarka Asher Yiza. The pasuk says that laundering is necessary if there will sprinkle from the damachatas, meaning be. It's speaking of berachatas which are brought through their dam being sprinkled on the inner one. But even though it's speaking only about those chatos which are eaten. Oh. The Mishnah says very pretty clearly that the Torah is talking about the outer chatos when it says that the law of laundering. How can Rabbi say it's talking differently? The Mishnah means in reference to Mariko Shtifa, purging and rinsing. Aval in kibos, but in reference to laundering, Asher Yizaksif, if there will sprinkle is written, which is saying that the pasuk is talking about the inner chatos whose dam is sprinkled. Yachi, if so, echad and echalzach and apnimis, both in the case of those who are eaten and those inner ones, you have to launder. Echad apnimis echad and echalz mi baile. It should have said both the inner ones and those which are eaten. No problem, just teach it as that's what it's telling us. Yachi, if so, chatosof nami, then chatosof also is meant by the pasuk, since its blood also is applied by sprinkling. If the price is above clear, the bird chatos is excluded from the din, mir tachmana zos. The pasuk excludes this, whereas the word zos, which is excluding the bird, the chatosof. Yachi, chitzona nami lo. And the outer chatos should also not be included in this din because of its exclusion of the word zos. Rimachmana Torah. No, it's coming to include something with the word Torah. Right? So it's coming to include the outer chatos. So Marisa, why did you decide to include this and exclude that? Bistab chatos behema, havali lerbuye, shekin behema, is both behema, shechita safon, and vekabalskuya, vekaren, ve'esa, v'chuda, ve'isham. That's for the Gemara, same as we said before, Hanach Nefishan. More comparisons to one than there are to the other. What's the din about a chatasov whose dam when brought inside while the blood is still in its neck? Savara klisharis tamim. Mifsal is the neck like a klisharis, and the dam becomes possible because it came into the inside now. Asher elo huskuka b'kavos klivizel klia. Mifsal v'achnasas adam shen hisa b'klil heichal came into the heichal. Odilma ketzaver behima, or maybe it's just like that of a neck of an animal midama merchon of lo b'sara, and we say that. It says from its blood, and not from its meat. The Gemara Toshema Pirkasav Nechasal Lefnim V'Chaza. If after he did Malika, but before he spritzed the Chatasov, shook it was Mifarchesas, and it came inside the Heichal, and then it returned to the Azara. And it got shaken all about, went out and in and out. Share, it's still going to be good. Aye, but the coin, ha, hichnisa psul, if you brought it in, then it would be no good. So what do we see? Unlike the chatas of behema, the chatas of oaf is going to be no good if the dam is brought into it while it's still in the neck. Lita meich, says the Gemara, that according to you, the way you're saying it, that it was mefachetzes and came in, it meant specifically, and that the mashmos is that the din is going to be different if a person brings it in there on purpose. Gabe kacha kacha v'kitani. What about a kacha kacha that the brisa teaches pirkas of yatzel ladar v'chazak shira? If the shech that animal was mefarches, it was convulsing. It went out of the north part of the azara and went to the south part and then came back to the north. That it's still valid. You want to say it's only because it went by itself hahotzia psula, but if it had been brought out on purpose, you know, from the north, then it would be no good. Can't be. Now, kachem kachem is going to be valid, even if you removed it on purpose to the south of the azara. The only chiyuv is that there are avodas be done in the north, but the north is not an area that kachem kachem leaving over there is going to consider like it went out. Rather than zayis brisa, it's the shechted animal went outside the azara. That it was necessary for to use this case of the animal known by itself. And since he used his case for the din about going out of the Azara, he used the same case about going from the north as well. Hachanami, so here also, in reference to the Brisa about the Chatas Ha'of, we can say, Yatsasa Lechutz Itzrichalei, that it was because of the Chatas Ha'of went out of the Azara, that was necessary for this Tana to go into
use this case of the oaf that went up by itself, and therefore it uses the same case for the din about going into the Heichal. So we can't learn out, we can't be master from this brisa that the chatas oaf would be no good if a coin brought it into the Heichal with the sam still in its neck.
The blood spilled from the neck of the bird, of the chatas oaf, onto the floor of the azara, and when gathered into a kli, what's going to be the din? Can it be considered, can it be sprinkled in the mizbeach? Atzriche who the lo atzricher achmana klisharis. Is it simply that the Torah has not required a kli for it? Vehilkach osvo kasha, and therefore he gathers it from the floor, and it's going to be kasher. Although it's possible achmana klisharis. Well, maybe the Torah is saying that he's disqualified use of this kli for it. Vehilkach osvo possible. Therefore he gathers it from the floor, and it's no good. Amar Rav Tashma, let's take a look. Yachol yehei dama chata chatasov taun kibus. You would maybe think that the dam of chatasov needs kibus if it splatters on the garment. Tam lomer zos as a miot v'isakadaitach mifsal pasil beirachmana. If you want to think that it's going to disqualify using the kli sharis for the blood of the chatasov, the moment I need the word zos to exclude the blood of a chatasov from the law of laundering, typically the ha. If Salah Ba'avir Kliya could just say that this din of laundering doesn't apply to the blood of Chatasov because it became invalid through coming to the airspace of the Kli, meaning of the, what does that mean, the Kli? It means here the of the garment. No, it's not a riot, because even if we say that the Kli is going to invalid to the Dam, the word this is needed where one touches the kli, meaning the kli, or the kelim means the garment itself, to the bird's cut neck. In this case, the blood doesn't come into the airspace before staining it. It doesn't like go inside there. And since the dam is still valid, when it stains the garment, we need the word zos to teach that the din of laundering doesn't apply. What happens if we have dam of the chatas of a chatas behema that was properly received in a kli sharis, and then it's splattered onto a garment, and from that garment to another one, what's going to be the din? Does the second one need to be laundered? Do we say that from the first garment, it's pushed away from its validity to be put on the mizbeach, right, to the that garment? Odilma, or maybe, Odilma lo. We don't say that the dam which stains the garment is going to become unfit immediately for the Mizbeach, and therefore it's going to actually pass on to the next one. Amalei, Zu She'ela, this is a question. Ta'un kibusu manavshach. Yes, the second one needs to be laundered, manavshach. Eos v'vakasher, if it gathers the dam for the first garment, it's still going to be kasher for the Mizbeach, ha'kasher. Then it's still kasher. When it stains the second one, therefore it needs to be laundered. Eos v'upasel, and even if the din that is that he gathers the blood from the first garment, it's invalid for the blood for it to be brought as an application on a Karbi Akivas freely. The Amar Hodla Karbi Akivas says, I saw Shasta Kosha Minister of Had Shasta Kosha, we're going to puzzle Damaton Kibos. The blood that splatters onto another garment needs Kibos. And this is that particular case. Therefore, absolutely. Even the second garment would fall into that category as well. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.